This is Hero of the Week, and I'm Matt Wyatt with Crawford Broadcasting, welcoming all of you as we speak today with Corporal Francisco Hernandez, Jr. of the United States Marine Corps. Corporal Hernandez, welcome. It's good to have you with us today.
Oh, thank you very much for the opportunity.
Corporal, tell us a little bit about your duties in the Corps. What is it that you do?
I'm an airframes mechanic in hydraulics. Pretty much when the jet needs maintenance done, we take care of it from changing actuators, which are components in that make different things move, to changing tires, anything pretty much that has that needs to be done, we do it.
Now you're working on a Harrier jet, aren't you?
That's correct.
Yeah, a little bit different type of a jet than the other kinds, isn't it?
It is actually the Harrier. They built the engine, the plane around the engine, so it has its challenges, but it is what it is.
Do you enjoy the work?
I do. I love it. It's something new and exciting. It's a lot different than just working on the old Chevy.
Yes, I agree. Well, Corporal, it sounds as if you're doing well in the Corps. Do you enjoy your time?
I do. I'm actually coming up to my reenlistment. Been successful in the Marine Corps. It's my niche. I really enjoy it.
Let me start over with that question. That's the beauty of taping, okay?
Okay.
My next question. But you had a difficult time growing up, didn't you, before you joined the Marines, Corporal? Tell us a little bit of your story.
I'm pretty sure I can identify with a lot of people that get into the military. Growing up through a tough neighborhood, infested with gangs and drugs, and just getting away from that. Also being in the foster care system that. I had great people that helped out in that area, and they made me the person. All the struggles that I've been through made me the person I am today, and I wouldn't change anything.
You also had some citizenship issues to deal with, didn't you, Corporal?
Yes, I did. It was a long story, but it came to be that I needed to finish getting my permanent residency so I can enlist, and I sought a lawyer. I got all that taken care of, and the judge was surprised that I still wanted to enlist in the military, but that was always a passion that I wanted to do, to give back to the country that gave me opportunities.
And how do you feel about what happened to you, Corporal Hernandez? What has it done for you?
Well, it made me the man I am now. I believe any struggle in life just makes you a stronger person in general. If people take the narrow and easy road, which would be nice, but I think everybody has their own unique attributes that make up, what they are.
And what does it mean to you now to be an American citizen and a United States Marine?
It means a lot. The opportunities, like I said before, to do something that I've always wanted to do, and to become a citizen, it's also a great thing. Not worrying about having any other issues, but you're free to do, do what you would like. Make yourself, make somebody out of yourself.
And to be a United States Marine.
That's correct. To be a Marine.
To be the proud and the few.
That's correct. We're the only branch that we call ourselves Marines. We don't call ourselves a soldier or a Navy guy, Coast Guard. We, seamen or whatnot. We're Marines. The tip of the spear.
Corporal Francisco Hernandez, Jr. of the United States Marine Corps, it's been good for us to hear your story. All of us are very proud and grateful for your service in the Marines for America. God's richest blessings to you and your family, Corporal Hernandez. We honor you as our hero of the week.
Thank you very much, and God bless everybody, and thank everyone for your support.